Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The cost for insurance coverage is going up in the village of Argyle, with the Argyle Township Board of Trustees learning that the cost of their insurance for the township will be increasing by about 7%. Besides the normal increase, some of the insurance will be increasing because the township also purchased a new rescue truck last month. The board approved paying AccuSure's premium of $20,367, and the policy will run from November the 1st to October the 31st of 2026. During the meeting, the board approved three land splits, and it was also noted that the township was working on an energy ordinance. However, that issue has been tabled for now. During the public comment section of the meeting, it was reported that the town siren is not working, and also a vacant trailer on the west end of town has its doors wide open and appears to be full of bees. And another local and regional news for today. During the month of October, school districts have to conduct a count of the number of students that are currently enrolled, and that is what determines the state aid payment for the school district. The count of the number of students was done on October the 1st. The number of full-time equivalency students for Laker schools has been considered during the count, and the blended fall and spring student count will show an increase of about 31 more students, with each student equaling a state aid payment of $10,050. During the school board meeting, in addition to the district, was also recognized. The Board of Education recognized Shannon Popham for her innovation, compassion, and commitment to the students. Popham successfully wrote grants to bring Scout, the district's new elementary service dog, into the school. Scout has already made a positive impact by supporting the students and creating a warm and welcoming environment to the district. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return in with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A U.S. warship has docked in Trinidad and Tobago's capital as the Trump administration increases the military pressure on Venezuela, as well as its president, Nicolas Maduro. The USS Gravely's arrival on Sunday is in addition to the aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, which is moving closer to Venezuela. Maduro has criticized the movement as a U.S. attempt to fabricate a, quote, new eternal war against his country. The warship will remain in Trinidad until Thursday for training exercises. The visit comes after a warning from the U.S. Embassy in Trinidad and Tobago for Americans to avoid U.S. government facilities due to a reported threat. And another national and international news. Argentina's libertarian president has won decisive victories in key districts across the country in midterm elections, clinching a crucial vote of confidence that strengthens his ability to carry out his radical free market experiment with billions of dollars in backing from the Trump administration. The president's governing party won over 40% of votes Sunday to renew almost half of the lower house of Congress, according to media tallies using numbers from electoral authorities. There was also a sweep of 6 of the 8 provinces in the vote to renew a third of the Senate. The left-leaning populist opposition movement had over 31% of the vote, the Alliance's poorest performance in years. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, October the 26th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.